And we're back with the What Do You Think program. And today we've got the CAN Council represented here. Caitlin Stone-Weber is here. She is a volunteer CASA. If you don't know what that is, it's court-appointed special advocate for the CAN Council. They go on behalf of the courts. They have to be court-appointed, and she is, I'm sure, Judge Prill did swear you in.
Yes, a few years ago now.
Good. And it looks as though they have some need for some CASAs. We talked about this in the fall when Lionel was here about needing some CASAs. They do have training coming up. Am I seeing this correct? It's next Tuesday.
It is.
And they can apply on your website at cancouncil.org/CASA.
Yes. And if interested, you would want to do that soon. That way we can cover background checks and a brief interview to start. And then from there, you would go through 30 hours of training to prepare you to represent these kiddos. And what they do as a court-appointed special advocate is they represent the kiddos who have found themselves in the welfare system for whatever reason. So generally, these kids are going to be in foster care. So you work alongside the foster families, the court system, the prosecutors, CPS, law enforcement, and you kind of bridge all of those services together, and you're a voice for those kids. So what we ask of our CASAs, once you're assigned to a case, and you only receive one case at a time, so that way you can give it your full attention, you meet with those kiddos or sibling group, you meet with them once a week, so you really get to know them during that time. And then when it comes time to make decisions on where those kids land, ultimately you get to help be their voice and speak on their behalf and let the court know what those kiddos want to see happen.
Yeah, and it builds trust with mm-hmm. them so that they know they have an advocate.
Yes. So it's pretty amazing. I was part of a training a few years ago, and there were three adults who had CASAs when they were young, and all of them said the same thing, that was the one trusted adult in their world that offered consistency, and it meant a lot that they were choosing to be there. They weren't getting paid to be there, and there are really phenomenal people being paid to be there for these kiddos, but knowing that it's a volunteer spot and that kid is being chosen by this CASA volunteer meant the world.
Yeah. I'll tell you, when they're in and out of homes and courts and they're shuffled around, there's no consistency.
No.
So to have that one constant is vital mm-hmm. to those kids.
Yes. In some cases, you're the adult that knows them the best. And so that consistency and that person who's continuing to show up for them because they want to be there and they want to be there for them and part of this, it means a lot to a kiddo that may not have that in any other way. So this is a program that's very, very special to me, and to any CASA volunteer that's been in it for any amount of time will tell you the same thing. This is the work to do.
Yeah. And to know you've earned that trust mm-hmm. is priceless.
Yes. Yes.
So you've got, now I know it's, to be a CASA is not just a flippant thing. Because there's a lot of training that goes involved. Mm-hmm. You have to be sworn in. You're a court-appointed advocate. It takes 30 hours of training and support mm-hmm. to get certified. Now, it is free.
Yep. So CAN Council would cover all of that, and we do the training right here. And so you go through that 30 hours, and through that, you're doing book work, you're doing case studies, you're watching court cases, and you're being led by a very skilled and very smart team of CASA program supervisors and coordinators, and then you would be sworn in through the court system. And then when you're ready, and you do get some say in this. So in the beginning, if you're anxious and you still want to to learn a little bit more before you get your first case, you can say that. And if you've done a case and you think, man, I need a little bit of a break before I get into the next one, you can say that too. And it sounds like a really big, time-consuming job, but I can tell you I am a mom of four. I work full-time, and I'm a CASA. You can make it work, and it doesn't take much. You were talking an hour a week meeting with those kiddos, and some of those can be done at the school if you need to. Some of them can be done in the home. Whatever works for your schedule and whatever, you know, the family that they're with, their schedule, you make it work. You make that time happen, and it's possible to do it regardless of stage in your life.
That's awesome. Mom of four.
Yeah.
And full-time job and doing this. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
And CASA is awesome, but CAN Council is a program that every community needs. Now, I know they've got an event coming up. Do you want to talk about it?
Sure. Okay. So we actually have two big events coming up. This Friday, we actually have our CAN Council open house. Now, this is in our Saginaw office. So CAN Council covers Huron Bay, Saginaw, and Aranac. So this is celebrating 10 years in our Saginaw space. So it is 8:30 until 11 a.m., and that's at 1311 North Michigan Avenue. And it's an opportunity. It's kind of a choose-your-own experience to move through this open house where each of our four programs will be putting on a little program, and you can move through to learn about everything. So we would love to have anybody there that is curious about the programs. You can also give us a call, and I'll give information at the end. If you're ever curious about what happens at CAN Council, any CAN Council employee will be happy to tell you. The other event that's coming up is our Mardi Gras event, and this is our biggest fundraiser for Saginaw County. And even though it's not directly supporting Huron, it's a great program to support because our staff covers all four counties, so if we're being supported in Saginaw, that's trickling through to our other counties as well. There are games. There's a silent and live auction. We have a phenomenal auctioneer that supports every year. Strolling dinner. It is my first year attending was last year, and it was the best time. So it is Thursday, February 26th at Horizons Conference Center in Saginaw, and it starts at 5:30. Tickets are $100, so you can do a table of 10 for $8.50, which is a steal. We're still looking for sponsors for that. So if you are interested in sponsoring the event in any way, reach out to us. And then we also need volunteers for the day. So we have our staff. It's 31 strong right now. And so obviously covering four counties, we rely heavily on volunteers. So if you are interested, you can apply on our website. So that's from greeting to helping people find their tables, 50-50 tickets, live auction, all sorts of stuff. Lots of positions. So if you're thinking, man, I can't do a ticket right now, but I would love to see what happens here, volunteer with us.
Now, what is involved, in case there's anybody out there wondering what's involved in being a sponsor for the tables?
Okay, so if you are looking to be a sponsor, there are different levels, and that you would have to reach out to our team to get a little more information on. But there are different levels, and that's just saying, like, I want to be part of this. I can't be there. And whether that's you want to buy a table for your organization and you're going to send others, maybe you just want to give a donation to support the event itself or to support the program. And so all of that is on our website, but you can also reach out to any of that team, and they would be able to answer that more depth.
Awesome. Yeah. So this Friday, January 16th, you said from 8:30 to 1?
8:30 to 11.
8:30 to 11.
Just the morning, yeah.
I'm going to have the open house at the Saginaw office. And if you're not familiar with where that's at, I will get the information posted, and that will be on thumbnet.net for your availability, as well as contact information and things like that. Now, they're going to be having the Mardi Gras event as well. You mentioned a strolling dinner.
Yes.
And of course, that always catches a guy's attention. So What is that?
So there's a ton of food. I've never seen a display of food such as this. last year when I walked in, I was like, this is something to behold. So ton of food. It's not seated necessarily. You are more than welcome to get the food as you're hungry. There's lots of mingling. There's lots of, like I said, there's the silent auction. So we encourage, like, grab your food, your drink, look at those items, because we fill a room with opportunities to bid on things. And then it's a lot of getting to know, most of our staff will be there. So we have games and you can talk to us about what it is that we do, and the different programs would all be represented. And then the only real seated time is during the live auction portion. And then we do something called a fund a need after that, where something is identified within the organization that might need a little bit more support this year. And there's a brief presentation, and then people are given the opportunity to donate money during that as well. So the whole evening just goes by so fast and in a blur, but everybody's dressed to the nines and they're having fun and they're supporting something that's really incredible. And you'll see a lot of our partners there. So it's, you know, all of our staff representing the programs, but also you'll see law enforcement and prosecutors, judges, CPS, everybody comes out to really enjoy and learn about what we do. So it's,
and like
it's
you good. Said, even though it's in Saginaw, that does, it affects all the offices. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, when you're helping one, you're helping all of them. If you've never been, they've got an office downtown Bad Axe. You can stop in, introduce yourself. Believe it or not, they'll take time and meet with you and show you around, answer questions. It's pretty amazing thing they do there. And they're always looking for volunteers. That's a nice thing. So don't feel like you have to be available certain hours. Stop in, talk to them. They'll find out what your needs are and what their needs are and meet them up.
Absolutely.
So, we're going to hit the weather real quick, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more with Caitlin about the events going on and the CAN Council itself. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Scott here with you on 94.1 WHST and 1340 AM WLEW. Hold on. There's another itch. You just can't reach it. Got it. Okay. Weather-wise, the next couple days, it's going to be very wintry, very January-like for Michigan. And it's going to get cold, really cold. So don't hang your underwear out on the clothesline, or else it's going to be very painful the next morning.
Good morning. A winter storm watch in effect as accumulating snow moves in tonight as low pressure forms along an Arctic cold front. And true to its word, that cold front will mark the leading edge of a sharply colder air mass, but temperatures will rebound again starting Friday. Scattered snow showers today with falling temperatures into the low 20s by late afternoon. North to northwest winds at 10 to 20. Chance of snow 80%. Periods of snow tonight with an inch or two, mid-teens. North to northwest winds at 10 to 20. Chance of snow 90%. Snow ends mid-teens tomorrow. West to northwest winds at 5 to 15. Chance of snow 80%. Partly cloudy, 6 to 10 above tomorrow night. Snow showers Friday, upper 20s to near 30. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Marley.
And we're back. So in case you missed it and you're just joining us, we've got Caitlin Stoneweber here with CAN Council. She is a CASA, which, if you're not familiar with what that is, it's court-appointed special advocate for kids that are in the court system and need somebody that's a constant in their life that can advocate for them on behalf of them to the courts and to Child Protective Family Services, whoever it is, just to have somebody on their side. They do currently have a need. I know they've got 7 kids needing CASAs right here in Huron County. So if you are available, like she said, mama 4, full-time job, still finds time to be an advocate. You want to take it from there?
Yeah, absolutely. So like he mentioned, there are currently 7 kids in need of CASAs in Huron County, and that's as of today. So that could mean tomorrow we have 3 more that could be added to our docket. So don't think if you hear of 7 of your friends signing up that you shouldn't. You absolutely should. We would love to have, ultimately, we would love to have more CASAs than kids to serve.
Absolutely.
In Huron. And what this would entail is starting Tuesday the 20th, there's a training. It takes a few weeks. It's 30 hours of training. And you learn all about the program and the court system and how it works to support these kiddos through their journey in this hard time. And then once you're ready, you're assigned a case. I do recommend that if you're interested that you reach out. You can apply on our website, cancouncil.org/CASA, and do that soon because there is a background check required and a brief interview really quick.
That makes sense.
Yep, we want to make sure that the kids that are being paired with our CASAs are safe and that our CASAs are safe people to be with. And that they're ready for what it all entails. But like I said, this is probably one of the greatest volunteer opportunities out there. This is incredibly meaningful to a lot of kids and a lot of families. It's very, very important work, and we would really love to see the CASA program in Huron County thrive.
As would I. All the time. And when I'm in court 3 days a week, sometimes more, to see that there are CASAs out there, and I'm not in the probate court, so that's where they usually end up. To see them there and waiting and helping is awesome. And like you said, to have more volunteers than cases would be ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, tomorrow there could be 10, 12. You just don't know. So instead of trying to play, hey, we've got a need, we need to catch up, to have them there ready and available, you don't know how important it is to these kids.
Absolutely. And there's, so with this, when you're going to speak on behalf of them in the court system, that's generally when you would testify is during family court. But then there's this other side that people don't think about, that depending on that kiddo situation, they could be testifying in a criminal court room as well. And so to have a CASA in that room that can be somebody to look at and just know that, hey, I'm strong because they're here. That, I think, in my opinion, is one of the most important parts of this role, is to have somebody there to just look at, because if, depending on who the other support humans they have are, they might not be allowed in the room if they're going to be testifying at a later time. So you might, as a CASA, be the only one there. And that that I've heard from past kiddos is something that was really, really important to them.
Well, and when you think about it, there are scary situations we always find ourselves in, something that's uncomfortable, but especially for adults, even going into a courtroom can be very intimidating. But when you're a kid, that's even more intimidating.
Oh, it absolutely is. I know as an adult, when I have to go in, I am all sorts of nerves. And if I have to testify, that's, you know, leading up to that is the worst feeling. And I've done it multiple times. So to think of a kiddo who's taking that stand and being put in that position, being so little, that it's so important to have somebody there for them.
And I'll say something. For the CAN Council, they have a rolling resource center. If you haven't seen it, it's a huge truck. It's a big box truck. You're going to see it around town. They're out taking resources to families, to kids, hats, gloves, diapers, meeting with families that can't get to them. It's a huge thing.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's meaningful. It's, and a lot of the places that we see that offer resources to families, sometimes we forget one of the biggest barriers they have is transportation.
Right.
So this Rolling Family Resource Center was created as a solution to that, so they can go into the communities and be delivering, you know, those resources directly to them. And that can be in the form of diapers, and like you said, hats, gloves, book bags. We had a huge donation of teddy bears a couple years ago.
Wow.
And Lionel got the coolest job where he just went to daycares and he handed out teddy bears to every kid. And I would have loved to have been on the Family Resource Center for that, just because something as simple as giving out a small teddy bear can mean so much to a kid.
Absolutely. And like you said, you enjoy giving tours.
Oh, I love it.
To be able to go through there, awesome.
Yeah.
And meet the people and just see what they do. If you've lived here and never stopped in, just do it.
Mm-hmm. And give me a call anytime. And my information or our general phone number, and you can ask directly for me, will be posted later. But give us a call. I would love to tell you about what we do at CAN Council. CAN Council has existed in Huron County for a very, very long time. And it was a nonprofit group of volunteers before merging with Great Lakes Bay Region CAN Council. And so before, they did some really incredible things, raising funds for hats and gloves and resources and things to distribute. And since merging, we've now brought on the CASA program. We've brought on the Children's Advocacy Center, which does forensic interviews for kids who have been physically or sexually abused.
Thank you.
A witness to violence. And so we're working the Rolling Family Resource Center, and then prevention, which is going into our schools and teaching kids about all of these things so they know how to identify this, but also how to be safe on the internet and how to talk to their parents and all of those things, and parent cafes, which are parenting classes for absolutely anybody. I love, love, love those classes, and I encourage, if you ever see a flyer, attend one. So there's so much that we've added, and yet when I talk to people and I say, oh, I work for CAN Council, they say, when's the roof sit? I say, well, now it's a golf sit, and it's a little bit warmer in the summer. But we do all of these other things now. We've really expanded, and thank goodness for those volunteers who started it way back when and, you know, allowed it to be built into what it is today.
Right. And you see the blue and white pinwheels mm-hmm. out in front of the court and at the corners and things like that. And you might wonder who it is. It's the CAN Council.
Yeah.
You see them all over, but you may not know who they are. So to get familiar with them, and we know there's Thumb Blessing Boxes, and we know about Thumb Industries and all these other charitable organizations that are great, and you want to donate to them, the CAN Council is right here at our doorstep, and they need funding and volunteers also.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't forget about them.
Yeah.
So it's good to get to know them. Lionel's a great guy. If you ever meet him, you're going to be intimidated because here's this huge guy, but he's a teddy bear.
Literally handing out teddy bears.
Yes, handing out teddy bears. So get to know them. They're fabulous people. The mission is awesome. If you're ever in wonder and just don't want to stop in, feel free to ask somebody in the community. Mm-hmm. Judge Prill, huge advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Prosecutor Tim Rutkowski, huge advocate.
Yes.
If you ever see them out and about, they will talk your ear off about CAN Council. So don't hesitate to ask. It's a great organization. You'll find stuff on thumbnet.net all the time regarding CAN Council, different events they've got, different things going on. We will have information up for you about the Mardi Gras, about the open house, contact information for them, and how you can find more out. She did mention the games, silent auction, all part of the Mardi Gras, the strolling dinner, mm-hmm. which is fabulous.
And very yummy.
Yeah. Tickets sound like they're expensive, $100, but it's a night out. I mean, it's not that bad. And a table of 10, if you want to sponsor it, $850. Now, the phone number they can call is the 989-752-7226?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and so if you're curious about anything, you would like a tour, you would like more information about volunteering or any of these events, you can call that number, and there's a series of things you can push to get to different departments, but ultimately, if you just press zero, you'd get the most wonderful person on the planet. Her name's Cynthia. Most likely, she would be the one to answer, and she can direct you to whoever you need to be
speaking with
to get those. Yeah, she's awesome. And so that'll be the easiest way. You're welcome to ask for me directly if you would like a tour of the Huron office or you want more information about what we do. Obviously, I love to talk about it, so I'm more than happy to accommodate you if it's just you, maybe your family, or if you've got a group that you're part of. We've given tours to, you know, Rotary and Chamber. We're happy to bring people into our space to learn more about what we offer and what we do and how we're helping.
If you're interested and kind of intimidated to go down there alone, call the station. We will get a group of people and set something up and take you down there. But if they want to volunteer, do you want to tell them how to get in contact?
So if you're interested in volunteering, whether that's as a CASA or maybe you want to volunteer at an event coming up or within our space, we always have projects going on and maybe you've got a skill set that we could use. So that website's going to be cancouncil.org. If you click on Get Involved and then Volunteer with us, it'll take you to a form and you'll have an opportunity to check some boxes on what you might be interested in doing. And then somebody, our volunteer coordinator will reach out to get the ball rolling on getting you in and getting you helping and supporting these kids.
Awesome. Well, I think we've touched on everything. Is there anything else before we go?
I just want to give a quick note to say Can Council is doing really important things, and we are so appreciative to the county for being as accepting to what we do as they are. I grew up in Huron County, and I've always said that we are so incredibly blessed here to have the support system that we do in the realm of donors and volunteers. I have not seen it anything like it anywhere else. And so we are always so supported, and it means a lot to us because the work that we all do within Can Council is hard work, and our days are tough. And so when we get a kind note or a kind word or a donation or a new volunteer, it means more than I can express sitting here in the station today. So just a thank you to the community for doing what you do and what I'm hoping you will do in the future.
Yes. All right. Well, that's been it for the What Do You Think program. And if you want to hear it and get more information, we will have it posted on the website. You can listen to it over again if you miss something, and we'll get back to our regular programming.